Hey, back on downtown, and it is time for the High School Report, brought to you by Sweats Tire and by First National Bank. We're so happy to welcome back for the first time in the brand spanking new school year, our friend Mark Cowlin from Eastern Maine Sports. Hello there, Mark.
Hey, Rich. How you doing?
I'm doing pretty well, thanks. How are you?
Good. Getting ready for broadcast number one.
Excellent. Now let's get caught up. How was your summer?
Good. Pretty busy, but got through it, and now we're on to this.
Now, how many times did you get down to Fenway this summer?
I actually didn't. I got down in April before, but I haven't got down since talked to you last. But maybe in October.
There you go. All right. And what's your level of of confidence, concern? Do you think the Red Sox will grab one of these wild card spots?
Yeah, I think we're setting up for Sale and Cole on October, whatever it is, 5th or whatever.
I love that. I'm all good with that matchup.
That'd be fun. Hopefully they get it at home.
That would be great. All right, well, let's talk about high school sports. First of all, where are you tonight?
I'm at Foxcroft Academy, Oaks Field, for Lisbon and Foxcroft. And, looks like it's going to be a beautiful...
Sure does. A great night for football and a great evening last night up at Maine for the Black Bears home opener. Now, there have been some challenges here. Do you know what's the current count of games that have been postponed or canceled?
Seems like there's been five that are not being played, including... anticipated clash between MCI and Levitt, that's off. John Babs, Oak Hill's off. Stearns and Mount View not playing either. So those are some local ones.
Now,
Cape and Herman, too.
Again, it seems, all I know is what we do in Brewer. And I know there from talking with David Utterback, our athletic director, that one of the things that Brewer has done to mitigate the situation is that all our players are masked. When they go in the locker room, they're masked, and they don't stay in the locker room for more, I think it's no more than 10 minutes, which means if somebody tests positive, then everybody around them isn't necessarily a close contact who has to quarantine.
Yeah, and, that's a smart way to do it, but, I don't know what every school's policy is, and I think it's just, everybody has different policies, so, because tonight we got, Lisbon and Foxcroft, so, if something happens with one of the players, it could be, something for these teams next week, and it's just a cycle, and hopefully we can get through as many games as possible and get through the playoffs. I know in Feel Lucky in soccer, they're doing an open tournament, which I'm not usually for, but I think it's good this year.
Yeah, of course, the challenge with football is you only play once a week, and so if games are lost, it's going to be pretty hard to make them up.
Certainly, yeah, definitely, and there are some bye weeks mixed in this year, so that it does give a little bit more opportunity. And I know like MDI and Stearns, both their games were called off, but they end up playing each other this week, so they're going to make do it that way, so they're both going to get a game in despite their opponent being not able to play.
All right, well, we'll keep our fingers crossed for all of that. Who are teams to keep an eye on? Who do you think is going to be tough teams in the area to watch this year?
Well, that's a tough one because obviously they didn't play last year, so that makes it a little bit tougher to predict than most years. But I think this Foxcroft Academy team and this Lisbon team, I think they're going to be two of the top teams in D. So that should be interesting. I think Bangor is going to be much improved from what we've seen in past years, and I think they're going to be competitive also. So those are a couple teams. Winslow going to be competitive in Class C, and there's a few right there.
Well, it's got to feel good for players and coaches to finally have the chance to get back out there after everything they went through last year. So, I hope everybody does the right thing, and they're given an opportunity right now, but they got to be smart to keep this season going.
Yeah, hopefully. And I think a big change in all the sports that I've seen so far, different kind of mindset, not as many kids or coaches taking things for granted and, happy to be out in the practice field and the game, playing games.
Yeah, and, I've talked to athletes at Brewer who said, this was back in the spring, but I think looking ahead said, I'm going to get vaccinated because that way if something happens on the team, I don't have to quarantine. So, hey, if that's the motivation, great. That's a pretty good one for a young athlete to use.
Yeah, and I don't think that's like a only case either. I think that's is the case. And if that can get him to play, whatever the reason, and that's that's what they got for a reason. That's a good one.
Absolutely. Well, we look forward to following high school football and all high school sports throughout the season, of course, at Eastern Maine Sports. Good luck in the broadcast tonight. Now, it's been a few months. You got the pipes limbered up and ready to go?
Yeah, I'm well rested, so it should be good. And if we can get set up here, it would be good to roll.
Excellent. Well, you have a great time tonight, Mark. We look forward to talking with you every Friday for, well, pretty much the rest of the school year.
Excellent. Thank you, Rich.
Thank you, Mark. Mark Callen, Eastern Maine Sports. Every Friday with our high school report, brought to you by our friends at Sweats Tires, serving you with full automotive repair and a great selection of tires at two locations, 451 Hogan Road and 358 State Street in Bangor. And by the First, dream first because you can. First National Bank, committed to the community.